Well, with Melbourne set to remain in lockdown for at least another week, many business owners are grappling with an increasingly dire financial situation. Some of the small hospitality and retail business operators are losing tens of thousands of dollars a week and are unsure how much longer they can survive. As employees go without income support, charities are already stepping in and dealing with a new wave of people in serious need. Gavin Coote reports.
The Palace Hotel in South Melbourne is usually throbbing with activity until it was listed as a COVID-19 exposure site.
So we're, including myself, are in today's day 13 of our quarantine. So we're all frantically trying to go get our tests done today.
Jess McGrath, who also owns a second bar closer to the CBD, has now had to stand down almost 40 casual staff across the two venues because of the restrictions, and going into yet another week of lockdown with no government wage subsidies available has left everyone in the team on edge.
Oh, it's devastating. Look, we all understand that we need to do, you know, play our part in keeping the, you know, the country and the state, you know, safe and whatever. I have no problems with that, but there needs to be support. And, you know, we were just finding our feet. And this blow is just really devastating. It's a bad time.
What are you doing in the meantime? I imagine even your home life's been thrown into disarray. You've got homeschooling and things like that.
Yes. Nobody wants to do homeschooling. It definitely puts another dynamic in there that's definitely challenging for some. It's hard on parents trying to become teachers as well as, especially in my case, trying to keep my business alive. It's very stressful.
David Zoe owns a number of oriental tea and dumpling houses across Melbourne and is still able to do takeaway service during the lockdown. But for a business geared around a dine-in experience, there's only limited money to be made. So he's had to stand down dozens of his staff.
There's no customer. What do you do with that? You can clean. You can clean, keep cleaning. And definitely, and a part of the staff keep working on the takeaway and all these dumplings.
When Kylie Sherwell opened a pub in southern Melbourne in February, she was well aware it would be risky launching a new business during a pandemic. But that was when there was still JobKeeper, the federal government's wage subsidy, which it's resisting calls to reinstate.
So we both own this business, my partner and I, and we have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. We have zero income right now. So the minimal that we were taking home as business owners, I mean, the first year you really don't make much of a profit. So it's basically bank of mum and dad, family to help support us and pay our rent, basically. So if we didn't have them, we'd be stuffed. So.
And if the lockdown goes on longer, how long do you think you'd be able to hold on for?
It would really depend on landlords coming to the party, helping out. Really, I would say as a new 4-month-old business, there's not much savings in the kitty. So, yeah, the answer to that question basically is like a couple of weeks maybe. We don't really care where the money comes from, but obviously having JobKeeper last year got so many businesses through, and that's the only thing that was getting people through. So I don't think many businesses, it's not just us, I don't think many businesses have an option if they don't get federal assistance and state assistance combined all over Red Rover, I think.
The federal government is offering cash payments for people awaiting COVID-19 test results. And the Victorian government has this week increased the financial support it's offering businesses. Charities, though, are worried many Melburnians will increasingly slip through the cracks. Brendan Nottall is the major of the Salvation Army in the city of Melbourne.
We're definitely seeing an increase in the number of people that are falling through the gaps that don't have any income, and they're really concerned about how they're going to make ends meet. But we're also seeing an increase in the number of people that I would say were traumatised by the lockdowns last year, and they haven't come to terms with what happened last year, and then suddenly we find ourselves in not just another lockdown, but an extended lockdown. And we're seeing that in the way people are presenting, in their behaviours and just in the general demeanour.
At this stage, the federal government is holding firm, saying it won't bring back JobKeeper. But the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, has hinted some further form of assistance is being considered.
Our support will be targeted, it will be temporary, it will be measured, and we'll use existing systems. But we do recognise the pain that Victorians are right now experiencing.
That's the Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, ending that story from Gavin Coote.